Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And apparently the letter this week struck a chord because many of you wrote to say how much you liked it, and I appreciate that very much. It always means a lot to me. We work hard on that newsletter, get it out every week on Sunday by email and out to the thousands of people all over the world who subscribe to our newsletter. And so we're always glad to hear back from you and to hear that it meant something to you. That means a lot to us. But if it didn't mean something to you, if you have an argument with something that I say, we'd like to hear from you too about that. Let me reintroduce you to a couple of outstanding members of our brain trust, a couple of our branding experts, Jane Cameron and Gene Wilcox. They're the author of Aboulard's ABCs of Branding, and they're here to talk to us actually about a new... Folks, the book has cows in it. As you've heard me talk about before, they use cows to get their point, and there's a new cow they want to introduce to us today. And I'll try to see if I can't get this introduced without getting myself into trouble. Gene, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You're pretty excited, too, aren't you, Jane?
Yes, I am.
I can tell.
It's early for Jane.
Jane, I can tell Jane's pretty excited about this. And Gene, of course, it's always a dream come true for you to be on the show, isn't it?
I love it. I really enjoy it.
we'll get Jane revved up here in a minute. Okay, remind the audience about the cows in the book.
Well, we use cows when we talk about branding because if you don't pay attention to how you're promoting your brand, it can get applied from the outside, and then it can burn and leave a scar, much the way it does with cows.
Right.
So we use cows as a reminder that you need to pay attention to your brand so that that doesn't happen to you.
See, these are the two ladies, folks, that when I asked them how are the cows, I don't get into trouble because they know what I'm talking about. But now Jane, you have a new member of the group, don't you?
Yes, we've just added a new person to our company, and he has a cow, and his cow is named Audhumbla, which is a reference to Norse mythology.
Norse mythology. Well, that's the reason I didn't know it. I don't know anything about Norse mythology.
Anyway, but what he is he's going to, he's our expert on electronic media.
Yeah.
And there's a lot happening in electronic media right now.
Right. And now remind us about Audhumbla.
Well, Audhumbla
in mythology
is the cow that gave birth to first the race of gods and then the race of men in Norse mythology.
Okay,
very
so
important cow.
So you felt that the topic that Audhumbla represents is that important, huh?
Yeah.
Actually, today it really is that important.
All right.
Because when you look at what's happening and the way people get information today, it's almost, and especially the younger generation, it's almost all electronic.
Right. And much to the newspaper chagrin.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I still like to sit down and read the paper in the morning, but you see all the young people reading the headlines on their cell phones.
Well, exactly. And that's a topic for another day, which I have a couple of thoughts on, but you're right. The reality isn't, Jane, is that people are getting they're getting their information basically, electronically these days, aren't they?
Yeah. They're getting it electronically. And a big concern that one doesn't have with the traditional media is all of the kinds of things like viruses and how do the people who are distributing the information get through mm-hmm. all of the filters now that people are putting up to protect themselves?
Right.
So
one of the things that's happening with technology, Jim, is that technology is making it very easy for you to promote your brand in ways like in email, newsletters, websites, all kinds of electronic media. But the technology is also in place that makes it very easy for people to ignore that.
That's a good point. It's very easy
to hit the delete key. It's very easy to look at your caller ID and just not take calls. So how do you get through all that?
Well, that's an excellent point because, as you know, we're in our sixth year of our electronic newsletter.
Yes.
And the Small Business Advocate newsletter, and that's where I post a couple of columns and the schedule for our show and any other announcements every week that we want to make. And it goes out on Sunday every week to subscribers all over the world. And we hear back from folks, but as you say, even though folks can unsubscribe if they decide they don't want to, what you're saying is that if they just don't want to read it right now, they just don't have to.
They don't have to.
Right. And why is that easier, Jane, than not picking up a magazine or a newspaper?
Typically because it when you don't read it right now, you may hit the delete key, in which case it's gone.
Right.
And if you save it somewhere, you don't go, it's not in your face.
Right.
Like if you don't read a magazine, you kind of leave it on the table or you put it in the magazine rack.
I do that all the time. If I don't have time to read an editorial that I want to read, I open the newspaper up to that editorial, fold it up, and lay it on my table so that when I sit down next time, it'll be sitting there.
Right. And the other thing about printed media is you have to see it. I mean, you have it in your hand, and your eyes automatically scan it, so you'll pick something up from it. And if there is anything on there that catches your interest, you're likely to say, I do want to take a look at this, and I'll either look at it now or I'll put it aside.
It's not only visual, but it's tactile, isn't it?
Right. And with electronic things, you look at a title, and you don't have to open it. I mean, and with the way my browser's set up now because of all the viruses, I don't open things unless I know who they're from or it's something I want to do right then.
Mm-hmm. So how do we deal with this challenge?
Well, a lot of it's an issue of trust and building trust and making people really recognize. Because when I see your newsletter come in, I know Jim Blassingame, and I trust that it's from you, and I don't have
And you can't wait to read it, right?
I can't wait to read it every Sunday night. It's like, yep, there's Jim's email. So you have to build the trust. You have to build the interest. A friend of mine was writing a column about newsletters, and a lot of discussion today, should we do paper newsletters, should we do electronic newsletters?
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line of her article was, unless it's interesting, it doesn't matter which one it is.
Right. If it's interesting, if you've added value to the time that they're going to give you, then it doesn't matter if it's written on a number 10 sack. They're going to find it, and they're going to read it, aren't they?
They're going to look for it, exactly.
Stand by, ladies. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Gene Wilcox and Jane Cameron and the Cows. Stay with us.
In 67, I was a dandy, yeah, my kind.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gene and Jane are here. That's Gene Wilcox and Jane Cameron. They're the co-authors, along with Gary Koppervas and Don Haynes, of the book Abelard's ABCs of Branding, 26 Concepts That Capture the Essence of Good Brand Management. And we're talking about the electronic version of getting your message out, of getting your brand out, the ladies have introduced a new cow to the group, and as I said, folks, before, the book is fun. There obviously are words in the book, but there are a lot of cartoons, a lot of diagrams showing cows demonstrating your brand. And you know, I bet a lot of people use this book to help their employees understand the concept of branding, don't they?
Yes. That's one of the reasons that we put it together is to give the brand managers and the people who understood what they needed to do a way to easily communicate with other employees about the importance of what they do.
Well, see, a lot of owners out there, business owners, don't get branding, but when you explain it to them and you connect it to their financial statement, they come up on the curve pretty quickly.
Yes.
But the employees, the truck driver, the receptionist, the accountant, you know, some of those people, it's a little harder to get it across. And the book does a good job of that. And I appreciate you guys making that available. And, folks, I encourage you to check it out. And Jane, would you tell the audience how they can find the book?
The book's on Amazon.com.
All right. And
that's probably the best place.
What about your own website?
And our own website as well.
What is that?
www.cattlelogos.com.
Cattlelogos.com. It's Abulards, A-B-U-L-L-A-R-D-S, apostrophe S. Abulards ABCs of Branding. Okay, we're talking about the electronic methods of getting out your brand. And, Gene, what do we... You were pointing out the fact that, people can disregard our electronic post to them unless we can make it so compelling that they don't want to. They want to make sure they open it up.
Yes, I mean, when you think about it today, I mean, think about the amount of stuff you're bombarded with, and think about, do you wake up in the morning thinking, "Gee, I hope somebody tries to sell me something today." None of us do.
Right.
And so whatever you're getting, whatever you see, there has to be something there that catches their attention and makes them want to know more about it. And then, as we talked about earlier, if you get their interest and then you keep delivering on that, it gets back to, you know, the ABCs, that it's an appropriate message, that it's believable, and that you do it consistently so that people look to you as a source for information about whatever your topic or your brand is.
That consistency thing is important, isn't it, Jane?
Yes.
Because I know people who do newsletters, and they do them, they do them well, but you don't always know when they're coming.
Yeah, not only is it important to know when they're coming, but it's important that you can kind of have a similar layout and format, because people scan things so fast today that if I'm looking for something and it's always in this place,
right,
I'm going to go back to that place every time. I'm just not going to spend the time to seek something out or find it. I want.
Well, it's like our favorite television show, isn't it, Gene?
Yep.
Well, you know, our newsletter goes out every Sunday afternoon, and we actually have people. If somehow there's a technical glitch or I'm out of town or whatever, if it isn't out by dark, if it isn't out by 5 or 6 o'clock, we actually have people email us and say, "Hey, Jim, are you okay?"
Yeah, what's happened?
They, I mean, yep. It's not so much that they can't wait to get my next post. It's just or next newsletter. It's that they think, well, if the letter's not here, there must be something wrong with Jim.
Yes.
Well, I think another thing is if there's a particular newsletter or something that I really want to read, I actually subconsciously set aside time around when I'm used to getting it to do that.
We're humans are creatures of habit, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
So what you're saying is we need to figure out how to become part of their habit. That's the key. That's one of the keys to branding, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes. That's a good way of putting it.
All right.
Have
you got
that line?
Good. Well, you can use that. In fact, I'll give that to you. So what about how do we do that? Give us some other ideas on how we do that.
Let's see. We pay attention to time as a way of being consistent. And a lot of people don't think about that. You know, the time is, you know, same time frame. Whether you do it weekly, monthly, daily, whatever, same time frame, so people can find you. If you're having meetings for, like, your organization or something, have them in the same place so people know, hey, this is where that is.
And have a schedule and be on schedule.
Yeah, have a schedule, be on schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in your business, you know that's absolutely critical because people turn on the radio, you get a certain graph.
Absolutely.
If you can sneak into people's little network so that, you know, they send things from your company because they like them to their friends, that's a great habit to see if you can force your way into that habit.
So you're saying do something so compelling that centers of influence will want to tell their communities about you.
Yes.
Yeah, whether it's compelling or just fun or a clever way of remembering something or something that's neat, people will immediately tell their friends now with this electronic media. It's one of the fastest way to spread information. And people open things from their friends.
Mm-hmm. That's another good point. Ladies, we've got to wrap it up, but we got more to talk about. I hope you guys will come back again real soon, and let's keep talking about this.
We'd love to, Jim. We always
enjoy
being here.
Thank you, Jane. Gene, give us your website again, please.
www.cattlelogos.com.
Check it out, folks. It's a fun site. Bye, ladies. Quick break, right back with Steve Martin. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.